We are in Simen Tov Nun Dalid. We're up to Siv Dalid, and that's what we'll be doing today. Ein Odom Yotze Yidei Chavaso B'Matzah Gzula. One is not Yotze with Matzah Gzula. This is even B'di'evet. And the halach is you will have to not only eat matzah over again, but you even have to make a bracha. The Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, brings a ritva that holds that by chewing it, you're kona the matzah, and therefore it is not considered stolen matzah anymore. The stealing that you did was ancient history, but it is no longer the property of the person who previously owned it, and you wouldn't have to return it. So the Mishnah Brura, although he does not rely on this, because he holds that even the act of chewing it is part of the mitzvah, and that's where you're making it yours and stealing, nevertheless, he says not to make a bracha again. Now, the halacha is that you're not yotze with a matzah gzula. We learn out lechem from chala, and there it says ariso sechem. But this is only in the case of where it was stolen, in a case where you borrowed it and you're going to pay him back another matzah or pay him for it, that's all right. The Mishnah Berurah goes into the halacha with morer. Some hold that the Knesset Hagdola brings down that one is yotze. The Pri Chodesh says that there's a hekesh of matzah of mora to matzah, and therefore you're not yotze. Also, there are some who say that it's because of mitzvah baba vera. Lemaisa in a mitzvah baba vera in a derabbanan, there happens to be a machlokus. The machaber holds that you're yotze, and the ramah holds that you're not yotze. La halacha, the Mishnah Brura paskins that in the case of mora, one should go and eat again if it's mora guzzled, but without making a bracha. The Shagasaria says that with regard to matzah, you're not even yotza on yontif sheni. Now the Mishnah Brura brings up the point that when people bake their own matzahs, but accidentally you can end up mixing up your matzah with somebody else's. And if that's the case, you really are stealing someone else's matzah without realizing it. So he says that before you start, they should announce that if any matzahs get mixed up, I am being makna to them my matzah, and they'll be makna to me their matzah. In a case where you bought matzahs and didn't pay yet, and the seller wants his money and you didn't, you're stalling, the halach is that is considered guzzle and you are not yotze. Next, the mechaber says avol b'medvar mamur misha guzzle matzah. That's only if you stole a matzah. Avlem guzzle chitim okema. But if you steal grain or flour, va'asol matzah and you turn that into matzah. Yotze ba, so you are yotze. Shekona b'shinui v'domim, you are kona b'shinui. The halachi is that since there was a total shinui, it used to be called grain, it used to be called flour, and now it's called matzah, so this isn't the object that I stole. V'domim levad hu chayvel, you own the money, but you're not eating something that is stolen, that doesn't belong to you. Says the Ramah, li'in bracha, Ayin lekaman simen tof resh mem tes. Now, lahalacha, first of all, lahalacha, we happen to paskin, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should not make a bracha. Consequently, you should not lechatchila take such matzah because you will not be able to make a bracha on it. Similarly, let's say you someone stole matzah and then gave it to another person. If the bailim were misyayish, if they gave up hope of retrieving it, the halach is yish, which shini rishus is also a kinyan. So there too, although you were yotze matzah, it's also to make a bracha on it, and you shouldn't take it lechatchila, because you're not supposed to use matzah that you can't make a bracha on.